This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a little business, whether it be a grocery store, liquor store, anything like that, and you want to save yourself some money, get a self-checkout system. National Cash Register does it all for you. Just call 800-540-2149. They'll come out to your facility. Hey, it's inexpensive. It costs less than a old-style cash register. And if you choose them and they have a system that works for you, boom, you're set. 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week service, unlimited technical support. Give them a call, 800-540-2149. And Black Forest Motorsports, if you've got a BMW Mini or a Porsche and you want a little dealer alternative, you can't beat Black Forest Motorsports. These guys are located over at 8066 Engineer Road, and they will take care of all your automotive needs. Well, Brittany, my dear, you've brought a couple of idols in that I have looked up to for more years than I care to admit. I call him Mr. and Mr. Auto Power.
So. May I thank Dwight and Steve for introducing me to today's guests. I was not able to get there on my own. I had some help finding them.
Oh.
Yes. Well.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to tell you, I was thinking of a number.
Yes.
I'm going to narrow it down for you. 0 to 500. Think of some of the pictures I sent you earlier this week.
Typical school.
What
teacher.
Number am I thinking of? This is to put in perspective for our listeners.
Who 37.
Is, well, I love that number. It's my race number. If you guys didn't.
Just had okay.
The number I'm thinking of is 413. Look at his face. 413 miles per hour is how fast Nolan White went back in 2002, and this is on land, Bonneville.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, listeners, in-house today, we have both Nolan's son and grandson, and speed, obviously, is in their blood.
Yes.
Yes. So please welcome Rick and Brad White.
So the acorn didn't fall too far from the tree,
so.
Is what you're telling me?
No, I got wrapped up in this stuff early in life. And
as soon as you were born. Come on, you're going to the track.
Well,
I need somebody.
How many years have you been going to Bonneville? Whether it was a spectator, crew, chief?
Most of my life.
I was going to say, as long as Bonneville's been there.
Just about, probably about 60 years I've been going to Bonneville.
Years. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So you got your own parking spot then, I hear.
One of many, yes. Yes.
So what did you campaign mainly at Bonneville?
Well, running with my dad from the very beginning, it was always a home-built car that,
sure.
that we did at home in the garage.
Streamliners.
And he started off in the modified sports car classes.
Okay.
And worked his way up. And then when I started driving at Bonneville, when I went to high school, I had a 58 Corvette. And the year I graduated from high school, my dad and I put a little motor together for it. I went to Bonneville and I set 151 mile an hour record with the car.
Wow.
It had a little 255 inch small block in it.
And I bet that thing was screaming.
Yeah. And
he's
and,
smiling, listeners, really big. He's got a wonderful smile when he talks about this.
And that just set the hook even deeper.
Yeah. Wow. Exactly.
So,
yeah.
It was hard.
Well, and you know, and
your daddy.
Well, yeah,
because
you could tell it never goes away. You know,
yeah.
I love it when she says she's not going to race after next year. She's going to just keep. I go, yeah, right. Famous last.
No, I have to keep racing.
No, you have to keep racing. Well,
we talked about that in the green room. It's my drug of choice is the adrenaline. And
exactly.
Fast cars
and where
get that.
And where else can you get it? Where else can you get that kind of an adrenaline rush?
I'm sure other
rush?
Places, but...
The automotive stuff, it's hard to walk away from once you get set.
Yep. But, you know, Bonneville, you know, you think it's all about the speed, right? It's all about keeping the record. And that's the hard part.
Do you agree?
Okay. The records are made to be broken.
But that's the hard part.
It is.
Because you're all fine. Okay, I got my record. I'm good. I'm not going to do this anymore. And then some doorknob goes up there and beats him by a mile.
Yeah. Okay. Or even a half mile an hour.
Yeah. All right. Let's put another car together. We can't let that go along. Yeah, am I right?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
I'm sorry.
The car that you were looking at right there is the car that Brad and I built.
The current one?
That's the current car
that
we run right
now. Don't say
what
it is just yet. Will you describe that? Because the listeners can't see this.
That's a very fast.
How long is it?
It's a 200-inch wheelbase car.
What did it start out as?
I know. This is the part that's crazy to me.
It started off as a 1971 Honda 600.
Do you see a Honda in that?
Everything from the firewall back to the stock Honda body. Just have to, with the chop top.
Honda 600?
Yes.
The 71s?
Yep. The 71s.
You widened it a little bit, I take it.
No, we didn't. That's why we chose that car.
Oh.
We're trying to punch the smallest hole in the air.
Yeah.
And the car's only 48 inches wide.
Listeners, it doesn't look anything like you're thinking.
Well, it does
right
look
now.
A lot bigger.
It's so long.
But, well, you got to do that.
I understand punching
the hole. Yeah, the roof of the car is 42 inches tall.
From the ground.
From the ground.
Wow.
So who's been behind the wheel of it in this room?
Well, we both have, but okay. Brad's the main driver now.
How'd they get you in this thing?
You got to crawl in with a shoehorn.
You can get in, but not out.
You had to be
Vaseline you up really good so you
You got to want it, that's for sure.
Because the doors don't open, I tell you.
They open. Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do.
Are you going through the door?
Oh, you do go through the door?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You must have a great chiropractor. What powers it?
It's a blown alcohol Chevrolet.
Okay.
About 2,000 horsepower.
How many turbos?
It's a supercharged.
Oh, super! That's even better anyway. I've never been a turbo guy.
I saw this picture on a Facebook page. Can you tell our listeners where I saw this so they can look it up right now? Because it doesn't look like what we're talking about.
Well, it's on a couple different Facebook pages. If you look at the San Diego Roadster Club Facebook page and also the Auto Powers Facebook page.
Auto Powers?
Yeah, Auto Power Industries.
I'm going to have to go to your website, and I'm going to send that photo to Honda.
And yes.
Because have you showed it to Honda?
Yes, we have.
Corporate?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Did they believe it? No.
The people that I've worked with Honda kind of come in and out of them. One guy doesn't remember that I was there.
Yeah, well, of course.
So, they kind of...
Yeah.
That. It's unbelievable that this is a Honda.
Well, because, you know,
it was a Honda.
Yeah. It was.
Remember the Studebaker Hawks? Remember how aerodynamic those were?
Yep.
And a lot of people didn't realize it except the Bonneville people. Mm-hmm. You guys couldn't wait to find a car like that because it was, you know what I'm talking about? Google a
53.
Studebaker. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do. Studebaker Hawk could probably be the easiest way. And it'll slide through the air.
Yeah, pierce through, yes.
So, what would you say for somebody that's wanting to get into Bonneville? Mm. What would be your recommendation as far as maybe a class?
Well, you can get started. We run events up at El Mirage Dry Lake Bed, and you could get started. You up there and look around and see what's involved.
How far
involved.
Is El Mirage?
It's, 150 miles?
150 miles. It's close to Victorville. Bad.
Okay.
Sorry, outside
of what's the life expectancy of that track? And that's one of the reasons we do this show.
That track has been there since.
But it's not going anywhere.
No.
Nobody's trying to put a house next to it.
Yeah, and then complain.
Yeah, well,
no, it's on BLM land.
Oh.
And so we get permits and stuff to run.
How do you do
there.
As far as that? Because, you know, we talked a little bit about Bonneville with the water and the rain, and it, you know, rains out all the time. I mean, you're kind of in the high desert.
Well, up there
at Victorville,
the one up there is a high desert, and it very seldom does it get rained out up there.
And the track is dirt, though, isn't it?
It's a dirt track. Yes, it is. We run a mile and 3/10 course that we run on, and then the shutdown area.
Yeah.
Well, compared to Bonneville, it's a 3 or 5 mile course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's on salt.
And on salt.
Yeah.
Which loves to eat every inch of your car.
Yes, it does.
Is from that the tires, first thing you do when you get back is wipe everything down?
I think it's a little bit more than wiping it down. Heavy steam cleaning, right?
Yeah, I get my truck up on the lawn in front of my house. I get a sprinkler underneath it, and I move it about 6 inches at a time. Down the length of the car.
It's probably the only reason he has a sprinkler system in his front yard. The grass is all dead, but it's a great way to...
Yeah, it depends on the time of year.
Hey, it beats crawling underneath there. Yeah. That's a great idea. I would have never thought of that.
Yeah, I've got an oscillating sprinkler system that just... And I just move it down. And,
That's so funny. All right, hey, we got to, unfortunately, we got to take a break. But we're going to be back. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
It's always funny how their show's so much better off air than it is on
air. We do have
a
good time.
We do have a good time. This segment's brought to you by Elk Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. New and used. He's getting inventory, folks. I was by there the other day. Take a run down. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. He's got a used car lot over in Santee. So new or used, that'd be a good place to go. He sponsors Barona Circle Track. Dirt Dude on the line there, Hollywood. Hey, Dirt Dude, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on, guys?
Boy, we got the king of speed in the house. We've got a lot of... We got the whites in here that drag race their whole lives, but pretty scary. Hey, I heard one of the Barona boys got upside down last week.
It was a crazy weekend last weekend and this weekend. I don't know if Brittany saw Dan Varner got a main event win.
He did. He won like his heat race and then his main. And then the next day he won the fast dash or something.
Yeah, I was out in El Centro last weekend, midwinter fair. They had the... Southwest Lightning Sprints and our pure stocks with a couple, like some other ones mixed. It might have been like a modified, like an IMCA hobby stock kind of thing. But Mike Rombach coming out of turn four. Last day we're there, got clipped on the back and car behind him drove over him and he rolled over like two or three times and they destroyed two cars. Everyone walked away, though. I was so happy about that.
I talked to Rick.
Scary moment, though.
The, car landed on Rick, I believe. He has already
Rick,
cut off.
Said the double lot?
Yes.
Yeah, right in the A-pillar. One of them hit him like right in the A-pillar, and that was right where his GoPro was. He's like, did you see a GoPro out there? I'm like, I found half a car out there.
He's already torn off the top, and he's working on the cage right now.
Yeah.
I talked to Mike today, Mike Rumbaugh, and he's like, how bad's the car? Now you finally got to take a look at it. He's like, yeah, it's bad. Painter Built Motorsports is going to cut the cage off and put a new cage on it, and they think they might be able to save most of it without, you know, a new cage and everything. That's going to be a thing, and then redo all the arms and everything. So they might be able to save some of it, but it's going to be a big project. And we start racing here
April 2nd.
Are you ready to go? Are you hyped about it there, Brittany?
A little bit.
She's in her helmet, yeah. If that tells you anything.
I need my dirt therapy. I need to go in circles.
So you are coming to KUSI. I can't remember the date, but we got you set up for a Saturday, I think.
Have your people get a hold of my people because I don't know anything about it. I was going to text you earlier.
Oh, no, your paperwork says you're coming. I already got you down.
Yeah, you're signed up to bring the donuts, Dirt Dude.
Yeah, right.
I'll double check my paperwork and I'll let you know what time you got it or what day it is.
Because I was going to start. We need to start getting together here soon to figure out when we're going to do. Is it Sunday?
I think it is, but I'm not 100% sure. But I'll fill you in. It's not a problem. But yeah, it's
that fits best in my schedule if it can work around my schedule.
Oh my
goodness! I like a Sunday.
Oh, give me a break. There's plenty of time for you to kick back and relax. Right now, you got to stay busy.
It's so nice to get out there and actually start doing, you know, race announcing and you know, we're getting ready for our season. Kokopah's still running. They're going to do some more events at the. Imperial Valley Raceway. They have a couple more events going on there throughout the season. So there's just a lot of good racing around everywhere. And I guess, everything got rained out last weekend that I knew of. Paris, they were supposed to start their Night of Destruction.
Oh, it was rained out.
We didn't even have anything. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it got rained out. I was afraid that it would because, you know, they don't take rain real well up there. Because the track doesn't drain off with the way it's
they were forecasting out rain, so I think they just went ahead and canceled the event so they wouldn't have to worry about it. I'm not sure if they got rain or not. I mean, that's your next boy coming up, Scott Losha. You can
see if he can
hear about everything.
All right, so
hey, Dirt Dude, have you been to Bonneville? Have you had?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a lot of it. I don't know if I could do over 400 miles an hour because I would. But
just close your eyes.
Can I hold my breath for that long?
Trust me, you can.
How is the spectating there? Because, I mean, do they just leave and you're like, oh, they're gone?
They have cars lined up all down the length of the course.
Yeah, it's not as regulated. It's not as regulated as you would think.
Got it. Yeah. By cars, you mean spectators in cars. Yes. And so you see them coming and...
Yes, you can.
Well, it's kind of like a drag race. You know, you could either spectate at the beginning, the middle, or the end. You know, it's really your choice, right?
Yeah. You're a lot farther distance off the course than you do like a drag show.
Well, yeah. Because you never know which way.
It's like 3 miles long, isn't it? Like you have a mile to get up and then a mile shut down and then a mile run?
No, it's a lot more than that.
It has to be.
You get 2 miles to the first, the light starts, the first light, and then there's clocks every mile for 5 miles.
Right. Oh. And then you run the full five flat out?
That's if you can.
If that's the idea.
Yes, if you can.
If everything's working.
Depends
long.
On how much your equipment will handle.
Yeah, and then the rundown. What's the rundown?
You have another 4 miles to slow down.
Another 4 miles. Yeah.
Typically, it changes every year. So, of course, 8 to 9 miles
long. Depending on the course
conditions.
So, I understand the track is really deteriorating quite a bit.
It has over a period of time. When I first started going up there many, many years ago, the salt was, you know...
Thick as a brick.
Yeah, a couple feet thick or something. Now it's maybe an inch.
Yeah. Now, do you guys move the track all around the salt flats?
They go up there and they move it around and survey it and lay out the best course.
Because you have to.
Lay out the best course they can.
Yes. Yeah, because if not, you would just pound the living, you know what, out of that same area, and then you wouldn't have any place to run.
No, they've been mining the salt for like 100 years.
Right.
And I think when they started, nobody ever... thought they could ever get rid of everything that was there, and that's what's going on.
Yeah. Why did they pick Bonneville as a drag strip? What in somebody's mind made them think salt would be good to race on?
Well, you need a flat, smooth surface, and you need the distance, and there's
what else?
Almost no other way to do it.
Yeah, I can't even. I mean, like I said, El Mirage is still pretty short compared to Bonneville.
Compared to Bonneville, yes.
In fact, there's probably nothing. Out there in the world that would be comparable.
Well, there's a couple other places, and there are salts. There's one, and they do in Australia, and then there's a place that recently been going up in Bolivia.
Can you imagine paying to drag your car out there?
There's some people that do that.
Talk about a Burt Monroe story.
Yes.
And by the way, Dirt Dude, did you ever see that movie, Fastest Indian? What? All right, get on.
I put it on my list.
Yes, get on your computer or your whatever it is, and just see if you can find Fastest Indian. And you will. In fact, this guy sitting next to us, he actually ran with him in Bonneville.
Yeah.
Yes, I met him at Bonneville before. Yes. Yep.
That was a great, pretty true story. The Fastest Indian.
It's pretty
pretty accurate.
Yes, it is.
The highlight to me. Was when he was in his room and he had shoe polish and he was filling in the cracks on his tires because he didn't have the money to buy race tires. I don't know how much truth there is to that one.
That's not too far from the truth.
Yeah, that's just insane. So have you ever drag raced at all? Have you ever drag raced at all?
Dirt Dude? He's asking you.
A little.
I mean at a track. I'm not talking about on the street.
No, not professionally.
Okay,
no.
That's what you noticed.
Dirt Dude rides a motorcycle, by the way. Can you imagine that?
Sure, what's wrong with that?
My gosh, drag racing. Even the gentlemen who are daredevils to my right and left, even they kind of shake their head at the motorcycle.
Hey, I picked drag up my... Hey, Dirt Dude, I picked up my monkey yesterday.
Where was it?
The little one? Nice.
Well, I had that stupid ramp on the back of my truck.
Yeah.
And the first time I take it to Barona, and by the way, everybody at the dealership said... 3 miles? That's all you've put on that bike?
Oh, my gosh. You've had it for a year.
I've had it for a year. But when I was unloading it, I undid the strap, and it got away from me and fell off.
It got away from you. Unloading.
So now I have a really cool little 4x8 trailer with a ramp on the back, so I'm done with that falling off stuff. But I can't wait to get out.
How big is that bike? How does it get away from you? It's a little mini bike.
Well, I know, but it was late at night, and I just I'm selling that rack. It's going away on Monday. It's only been used once. I hate that thing. I can't even believe I was stupid enough to buy it.
Live and learn. Now you're moving on. You got a new plan. We got a season opening up.
Investment, you know, if you want to dump your investment, I know people. I could probably, you know, unload it for you.
Oh, I already got a guy. He went and bought one of those Costco things for $9.99, you know, with the fat tires.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sell it to him. Hey, so what's going to be on the menu first race at Barona?
You're going to catch me off guard because I don't have it in hand, but I know the 360 Arizona Sprint wing sprints are going to be there.
Okay.
I know the race after that, I think we're talking about the California Lightning sprints are going to be there. Street stocks, pure stocks.
Dwarf
we're
cars.
We're still running the dwarf cars. I think dwarf cars are that same night, first night, opening night. It's going to be a lot of stuff. So
yeah, you're going to be busy.
Really, really good.
You have to go gargle and stand in front of the mirror and practice.
Well, that's why I got to go to a couple of their tracks and, you know, get warmed up and, you know, start the season. Everyone else has been going everywhere else, and I have just been sitting here riding my couch waiting for season to start.
Well, just turn down the sound and just call the races. It works. Lots of people have done it.
I think I did pretty good, but I don't know. We'll see.
You're fine. It doesn't go anywhere. Once you become an announcer, it doesn't go anywhere. You don't lose your step. Because, you know, tap dancing's the biggest thing.
You do lose your train of thought sometimes, or, you know, where you're going on things. It's just, like, crazy.
Yeah, but you can work your way around.
And you can't remember names anymore.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world. I have 220 students.
Yeah, that's too many.
I could not line them up and name all of them tomorrow.
Hey, I'll have to send you an interview I did with Cruz Pendragon, because we were talking. I asked him how he picked A.J. Bender to go to Chili Bowl.
I probably just watched him run once.
I know.
That's
right?
Exactly what he did. He says, he has told his girlfriend, he goes, "Whoa, that guy needs to be in my car." And then when they talked on the podium, he said, "That guy really needs to be in my car." He says, "Look like a California surfer with his long hair. I says, and he never stops smiling. He goes, "Nope, he never stops." And then he met the whole family. So he's going to put him in a car next year.
Oh, really? Does AJ know that?
There's a couple more kids to watch out there. I just watched his kid, Braden Sharamonte.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's another one.
He's so good.
I know.
And he's
a natural.
All right, buddy. Well, you only got two more drawers on your toolbox. I'm going to let you go and have some fun.
Hey, real quick, did you find anybody, or did you figure out what you're doing for the fair?
I'm going to work on that Monday because I never heard anything back, but I'll find out for you.
All right, cool.
All right, man, take care. That's Barona's Hot Rod Announcer, Mr. Dirt D, on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Boy, if you haven't been to Paris Auto Speedway, you've missed the best show probably on the West Coast when it comes to half-mile tracks. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Check their schedule out. They're up there in Paris at 18700 Lake Paris Road. Real easy to get to. It's about a couple-hour drive. Worth every minute of it. All right. Hey, we've got a driver from Paris Auto Speedway. We've got Billy Griffin. Hey, Billy, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How you doing today?
Hey, you know, living the dream. We got a couple of
fast guys
that like to go straight. They're not too crazy about going left, but Barona's or Bonneville, 400 mile an hour type guys in a 71 Honda Civic.
That does not look at all.
Actually, Honda 600, not a Civic.
That's right.
It's even smaller than that. So
Billy races a bunch of things.
Yeah, you'll race anything with a steering wheel, right?
I try to.
If they hand it to you, you're going to drive it, right?
Given the opportunity.
That's right. Hey, what's this? I hear you've got a 16-year-old that's going to try to walk in your footsteps.
Yeah, my daughter, she told me she wanted to try to drive a race car, so we're putting the factory stock together for her. I was hoping to get it done for the first race. I don't know if that's going to happen, but we've been working on it today and yesterday.
Well, you don't need to sleep.
Yeah.
Come on, you're a racer. Oh, you got to work. Oh, that's right. Somebody's got to pay for it. Are you going to have her wrench on it, or are you going to do most of it?
she does a couple little things, but yeah, she needs to learn a little bit about it. But I've been doing most of the stuff, me and some buddies.
Because if she does it, then you got to go back and redo it. Well, until she gets good, right? Right.
Exactly.
So you did pretty good last year, from what I understand. Got a championship in the modifieds, IMCA modifieds.
Yeah, we won the championship in the modifieds and also in the super stock division there.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wow. Man, you must have a nice garage.
Big.
You know what? I got a regular two-car garage, and right now there's three cars out here.
Yeah. I had a sneaky feeling.
So are the race cars in there?
Nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, my race car displaced my daily driver.
Yeah, if you got a race
car,
you got a race car, you got to put that in the garage. Yeah. The other cars can sit outside.
Oh, look, our guests are shaking their heads. Yes, too.
Definitely.
Well, yeah, but exactly. You can't. How long you been racing, Billy?
You know, 32 years.
Wow.
So a little while.
Did it run in the family?
Yes, my uncles, my cousin, and my dad. They all raced in Northern California. Sportsman and stock car classer.
Yeah, so yeah. It's kind of like our guests that are in the house today. It's, three generations. And, because, once you start to grow up, the next thing you know, you're working at a racetrack. And who knows what you're going to be doing, but that's where you end up. And then you get the bug, and there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you got? So you're going to run the same division next year?
Next year, like I say, I want to try to focus on whenever my daughter can run. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help her and be with her most of the time there. And then with the modified and the super stock, I'm lucky enough to drive for a couple people. And they said I could pick some selective races. That way I could spend with her.
Well, yeah, because you know as well as I do, the mentoring is really the important part, because plus you got to make sure it's fun for her. Because if it's not fun, she's not going to do it.
Correct.
And as my dad would say, time spent in the garage together, it's priceless.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're looking for. Plus, my crew last year, they're all, everybody's got a race car now. So,
oh my gosh. You made it look so fun.
Hey, well, I got a great story about being a crew chief, but I can't tell it to you on air. But let me tell you what, watching you drive and me sitting on the pits, not a good thing.
Not for you. No. Right. It's for some people, but not for everybody. Does your daughter have a driver's license yet? Just curious.
She's 16. I was going to try to get it together last year, but we were running two cars myself. So,
yeah.
And we committed to the points thing. So, so I never really got hers done. So I've been trying to work on that now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want to know what number she's going to run because I want to watch her.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. She's torn between a couple numbers. She says she doesn't know if she wants 7, 13, or 16.
What's your number, Dad?
Yeah, what's your number? So
my old number was always 16. The super stock I drive is 2, and the modified is 7. So.
All right, do you have any history behind those numbers? Because Brittany does, almost everybody we know.
Everyone's got a story for their number.
Yeah, they got a story for their number. Do you have a story for yours, or is it just what was available?
Number 16 is the number I picked, and I raced out of at Ascot back then. And then guys I was racing with, the Meyer brothers, their dad's number was 16. I liked that number, so we picked it. And most of my own cars were white and blue.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've got it pretty much handled out. Well, she'll have to make a decision. What about color of the car?
Figure it out.
That helps. Brittany can see better if she knows what color it is.
Well, she wants some different colors I didn't run. She wants a little purple and gray in there.
Of course she does. You don't want to go. Well, we had a guy at Cajon Speedway. He ran a pink car.
Yes, he did.
She thought about a little bit of pink in there, too. So we'll see what she wants to do.
Well, she's got to keep that girly thing in there, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
Brittany, no pink on my car.
I was going to say, you don't have any pink on
you. I don't
do
the pink thing, but on race day, my nails match my car.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah. That'll be good.
So that's all that's important.
Blank canvas because our season hasn't started yet.
That's right. So
when I first started racing, my wife wanted pink on my car, so I painted my engine hot pink.
Oh, so that's my man.
That works as long as she gets to see that pink. So have you done anything other than dirt?
No, mostly dirt racing all my life. I guy put a long time ago. They had a sportsman series at Willow Springs and helped a guy put a road course car there together. I got to run that or hot lapped it a few times for him, but other than that, never been on the asphalt.
That's pretty busy at Willow. Let me tell you, you're busy.
That was a lot of fun, I have to say.
Oh yeah.
Definitely different, but very fun. I was my lap time, I was at the back of the dash. It was pretty cool.
Were you on the big track or the streets?
The big track.
Turn 6 and turn 9. That'll get your attention.
Yeah, there's like a little straight before you hit 9 there. And, I actually was downshifting. I think you could have ran it all the way through and downshifted in that little straight there, but I was backing off a little bit. It wasn't my car. So.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm right there with you. Somebody lets me drive their car. I always hear the same story. He says, well, how come you didn't go faster? I says, because I don't own it. You know? Because yeah. I don't have the funds to pay for a wadded up race car. So you know how that goes.
Exactly. I'm with you there.
So I ask every single driver that ever calls in, who is your sponsor? Who gets you to the track? That way you can send this show to them and they'll see that you care.
Well, I'm modified. I have Tony Gomez as a car owner. That's Lakeside Contractors. Needles Auto Wrecking, Bill Meyer there, sponsors us. Marina Auto Body in Huntington Beach, and then Ibach Springs. My super stock is Chris Levinez. He's the owner, and that's Chris's Holly. And then the chassis builder is Joel at Raptor Performance Affordable Chassis in Minnesota.
Wow, you got sponsors all over the place.
Oh, yeah. And then Bryce Moby does a lot of our engine work on the side here.
Okay.
For Moby Racing Engines.
Wow. Well, you know, when you race, I guess, as long as you've been racing, it's not hard to get sponsors.
And do as well as he does.
And do as well as you do. It's not hard to get a sponsor, you know, out and about.
Well, it still is. You know, I've just been lucky the last few years. So I used to drive a late model for a guy for about 8 years, and that was a nice deal, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure you were lucky, but there's a lot of talent in there as well. You know, I mean, luck does play a part in it, but, you know, the talent is everything. And that's awesome.
Yeah, driving for someone, you do have to perform a little bit. So.
Well, yeah, there is a little bit more pressure. That's
some
true.
Expectations.
Yeah, and the last thing you want to do is wad it up because then you really have a conversation.
Right. And then, I just love Paris. It's a great racetrack. The guys there are great. So.
But that's a fast track, let me tell you.
Love the speed.
Well, yeah, no. I tell everybody if they've never been to Paris, I go, it's like a ballet on dirt. Because the way you guys just go around the track, and it's almost like it's choreographed.
Hopefully no pirouettes.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I think we talked to Tyson Talkington last week.
Yes, we did.
And I think that was the close championship.
Oh, is that your competition?
Yeah, Tyson's definitely very competitive, so.
Good kid.
That's right, That's right. I was just piecing those two together.
Yeah.
Talked to first and second.
Do you know A.J. Bender?
I do know of A.J. I know they used to race, his father used to race Ascot back in the day.
Right. Well, it's funny because I just interviewed Cruz Pendergon, and Cruz seen him up at Ventura and was so impressed he put him in a Chili Bowl car.
Wow, nice.
And he didn't win, he says, but he impressed him even more. And I don't even think AJ knows yet. I'm going to have to send him the interview.
The rest of us know now.
But he's going to get a ride next year, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, awesome. You say there's a lot of pressure to ride and drive, but, boy, it sure is nice when you don't have to wrench on it all night before the next day to go racing and don't have to tow it.
The cars I'm running now, I pretty much do all the work on.
Oh, okay.
And do the setup work and stuff like that. So that's why I say it's a little tougher this year because all my crew's running. my crew chief has a super stock. Matter of fact, it's out in the driveway right now. We're putting a motor in it for Saturday night, and he's going to drive. And then our motor guy's got a stock car, that INCA stock car. We just put a rear end in it this morning. So
take a couple of parts off their cars. That way, you know, and then that way, it won't start. Well, I guess you'll have to work with me this week, this night, evening. They might figure that out, though, huh?
Yeah, then we got a couple younger kids that help me, like my daughter and a boy named Marcus, and he's got a IMCA, the four-cylinder, so... And then my daughter's got a factory stock. Mm-hmm. We got like 6 cars and 5 drivers.
Oh my God! I bet your neighbors love you.
I always wonder that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Billy, how do people follow you around if people would like to stay on top of you guys' racing?
You know, I just I'll post a lot of our racing stuff on Facebook, so you can just look up Billy Griffin on Facebook there.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, if Brittany and I. We've got both have a loan to the bank so we can get a tank of gas.
To get up there.
And then we'll have to come up and we'll run you down in the pits.
For sure. Can I thank my crew for last year?
Oh absolutely. Go for it. Name them.
Pretty awesome. My crew chief, Mike Hudson. My daughter, Peyton. Byron, he's my crew guy. Now he's the only guy that doesn't have a race car. Marcus and Bryce.
All right. Well, then he gets a pay raise. Since he's the only one that doesn't have a race car. All right, buddy. Man, it was awesome talking to you. We will, I'm sure, talk to you down the road.
Good luck to you and your daughter.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll be able to run a little bit harder next year. We'll just go for wins.
There you go, brother. Hey, if we do, let's get her on air because I think that would be cool, you know, to give her some radio time.
All right. When we get her going, definitely. We'll definitely do that.
Just ask Scott and he'll give you all my contact info.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're coming back and go drag racing at the Salt this time right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
What do you want to talk about? Oh, Certified Car Clinic. They're the ones that pay the bills. They've got a dyno in-house, so anything they do to your car, they can throw it on a dyno and show you it works. Certified Car Clinic, go to certifiedcarcare.net. All right, what do you want to talk about?
There's so many things. We're going to have them back.
Not enough hours in the
day.
I'm
putting in my notes right here to come back maybe in August for the 20-year anniversary, possibly.
Yeah, of the speed record?
Yes, by Nolan White.
So they do other things besides land
speed. Yes, we haven't even talked about the dirt.
What?
Yeah, I know.
How do you drag race on dirt?
No, he goes in circles like I do, but bigger circles.
How big a circle?
Well, you know, usually a mile and a half, 2 miles. Short course off-road
short
racing.
Course.
Oh, you're off-road.
Yeah, dirt, too. Oh. Yep. Like trucks and wheeling and air. And,
my first show is San Diego Off-Road Coalition for an hour. So, So you've ever done the Nora?
Nope, no Mexico racing for me.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of going south of the border and going racing, at least.
But you know what? You and your dad would have the time of your life. It's on the east side of the Baja Peninsula. And it's, look it up. It's N-O-R-R-A.
Oh, yeah, and I'm very familiar with it. I've had friends who've competed in it.
I got to announce it the first 2 or 3 years. And Walker Evans came up to me and he says, wow, this is the first time I got to see the scenery. Because it's not a race. It's a rally.
It's a rally.
So what do you drive?
I currently have a 1400, like a 1450 truck. So it's a Toyota, 96 Toyota, a steel cab, working door Toyota.
Really?
With a supercharged V6 in it.
No kidding. So where do you go? Where do you race if you don't go to Mexico?
Glen Helen, you know, they have lots of the short.
That's a cool track.
It's a really fun track. Once a year, they do about a 5-mile loop, and they use the whole facility.
Do they really? Yeah. What are we going to do about all those houses that are creeping in?
It's Southern California.
Because isn't that a day by day as far as that?
Yes, everywhere. But
I'm trying to get the Glen Helen people to call in, and I want to give them some airtime to try to. Because, you know, once you lose a track, it's over.
Yeah, a track like that, too, with all the history it has, is terrible.
Have you ever been to Glen Helen?
I have not, that I can recall. I know there's a lot of good racing there because Lars Larson's always racing there. But
so, wow, that's cool. So how long have you been doing that?
I've had this current truck about 5 or 6 years now, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
I sent you a picture.
I kind of turned it from a play truck into a more serious race.
A real
waste of money.
I bet it has an auto. Does it have a real waste of money? Does it have an auto power roll cage in it?
Not this one.
What?
I bought this truck. I didn't build this truck.
Oh, the excuses are coming.
Upgrade.
So you are walking home this afternoon? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
I'll let him in.
You're going to let him in?
I'll let him in.
So who sponsors your truck?
The truck itself, a local shipping company called Seco Logistics is one of my sponsors.
Oh, cool.
I have obviously Auto Power Industries, of course. Crower helps us out a little bit, you know. We got a few different people helping us out. Fire System Research.
Yeah. How can you be sponsored by Auto Power and you don't have an Auto Power cage in it?
Seatbelts have Auto Power harnesses in it.
Oh, okay.
Auto Power limit straps.
Oh, never mind. I take it all back. Take you're a good
And they're good restraints because I brought that up in the green
room.
They're
the best. They're the best. Yeah.
Somebody survived an over mile long crash.
Over 400 mile an hour accident with that car.
Yeah.
And he posted, and I had restraints from Auto Power.
That's right. Yeah, because a lot of people think that's all you guys do is cages, but you do a lot more.
Yes.
What are some of the other things besides cages, belts,
SFI harnesses? Certified racing harnesses, 5-point, 6-point. You know, we can go custom stuff.
Yeah.
You know, standard
short
stuff,
people, tall people.
Everything you need.
Yeah. Colors. You have
a few different. Yeah, we have black, red, and blue. You know, we always prefer the black though because it saves the cleanness.
Yeah, it sure does. Now it's.
Yeah, I run red. Yeah, you see the mud. Yeah.
Well, that's your fault.
Pops.
Yeah. Well, you have to look good.
And I can see them in the dark when I'm getting into the car.
Oh, that's right.
It does help me to literally see what I'm doing.
I gotcha. So you've got a pretty, are you on any kind of a series?
Not really. I kind of run with the Mora series, which is the Mojave Off-Road Racing Series, a couple races with them, you know, and because it's the short course world's kind of upside down right now. Mm-hmm. Lucas Oil put sponsor in the main series of the short course series.
Oh, yeah.
And so now it's kind of flip-flopping around. There's a few different venues. Yeah. It's not really established right now.
I wonder why Lucas did that.
Funding. You know,
yeah, I was going to say money.
Yeah, maybe they'll come back.
Use it as
that's all you can do is wish that they come back.
That's right.
So do you drag race? I mean, do you land speed race as well?
Yeah, I'm the current driver of that Honda car. Yeah.
Yeah, Brad's taking over the driving for this car right now.
So you've hung up the helmet.
For a while. Yes, we'll see what happens. Like I say, we sold the drag race car that I was running with Chuck Neal and I.
You sold her?
We just sold it recently. We'll see how long
that
lasts.
Drag race car.
Well, you know, that's like taking heroin. You know, you just can't end taking heroin.
You have to come down off of it.
Yeah, you're supposed to do it gradually. Yeah. We don't want you to just freak out and go into cardiac arrest, but... So what are you doing to fulfill the need?
There's never-ending things to do.
But you're not driving.
Not right now. Yeah. I think I'll get back in it again. Right now we're going to concentrate. You need to get seat time to learn how to drive these things.
That's true. Yeah, and it's not like you just get in it and...
No, you're trying to put a pretty substantial amount of horsepower down on a surface that doesn't get good traction and a tire that's about 2 inches wide.
Right.
So... It takes a lot of effort to learn how to drive a car like that.
I'm going back to the picture here.
Yeah, well, see, that picture really doesn't do it justice. It looks like it's huge, but it's not. How long is it?
It's a 200-inch wheelbase.
200-inch wheelbase.
Yes.
That's small.
Yep.
Yeah, that is
small.
And,
you know, the car itself is 48 inches wide.
Wow. And 40-something inches tall.
Yes.
Can almost be a GT40.
Almost.
That's how they came up with that number.
Right,
that's how they came up with it.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, then hopefully he'll get back in that car someday soon. I would hope once I get into the Bonneville 300 mile an hour club, and then he should jump back in the car.
Are you in the 200?
Not quite yet. I've gone over 200, but I'm not in the club. You have to break a record over 200 miles an hour.
You got to go
past
down
a certain amount
and
back. Correct.
Yes, and I learned with this certificate, you have to get average. You have to do two runs within an hour, right?
Yeah, there's more rules and regulations than a lot of people realize.
Learned it today.
Yeah, and it's a very precise sport. You know, it's not just get in and hammer it and hang on. I mean, you've got to really know what you're doing. You got to know what the car's doing. You got to watch everything. And
do you have to look at like the air temperature and all that sort of
stuff? Yeah, altitude and you know, tuning adjustments.
You do a lot of that for the tune-ups. Mm-hmm. You know,
air
density and different things to figure your tune-up on your car.
So. Well, a lot of people Bonneville doesn't get the coverage. You know, a lot of motorsports venues do. So a lot of people don't know what goes on up there. Yeah, but once you go, and here's a guy talking, and I've never been, okay? But I have studied it. I've read about it. And then, of course, the friend that I was telling about, Jack Dolan, you know, it's such an art to be able to do land speed record. I just finished reading a book, John Cobb, but on the water, and his one and only run, and he was succumbed due to... Mm-hmm. It was design issues. I mean, the book is fascinating. I don't know if you want to read it. I'll be more than happy to loan it to you.
I've read, I don't know if I've read the exact book that you've got, but I've read information about him. And,
yeah.
And I have a pretty extensive land speed and book collection at home.
A library, yeah, shall we say.
I do, yes.
Well, yeah, we're definitely having them back. And I have Donnie Angel coming in. Sonny Angel, his brother, it's all about Bonneville. They're coming in soon. So
oh,
we're,
wow.
We're
gonna Where are you getting all these Bonneville people?
I know. So listeners, there's going to be...
He's a motorcycle guy, though.
Yeah.
It's a lot different.
Car
guys are a completely different world.
Trust me.
They're all crazy.
I'd be shaking my head, too. I mean, I've always wanted to be in the 200-mile-an-hour club. Not on a motorcycle.
No, but for our listeners, just so you know, we'll have some more Bonneville talk.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I said, and it's a great spectator race because you can get in the pits and you know you're not.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. You're not restricted.
So you can walk through. Yeah.
Like I tell everybody, be careful when you go in the pits because you ended up buying it with a rag or a wrench.
He's helping his own out. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
What else does a listener that's never been there need to know?
One good thing about Bonneville, I really like it. It's one of the last forms of motorsports where you can dream something, build something, and go out and race it.
Right. Yeah, there's no two vehicles are the same.
Right.
Everything is different. Everybody, it's their own idea.
Nothing's off the shelf.
What they want to do and how they want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's safety rules. You know, there's regulations.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the box thinking is more than, you know, welcome there.
There's someone who was trying for 1,000 miles per hour in 2023. I just read about that.
Yeah, that's a guy from England.
Yeah.
What is that even called? It's not a car. It's a land craft. What do you call it?
It's got four wheels.
Yeah, it's a land speed. They just call it a land speed car.
It's thrust driven. It's not wheel driven.
Right, because they're using a jet engine. I think
they are.
Thrust driven. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Which means that there's no propulsion to the wheels. It's just blowing it down the road. You know Denise? What's her last name? She's the fastest woman on a bicycle.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Mueller.
Yes.
Denise Mueller.
Yes.
Yeah, I had her down at KUSI because I had her down when she broke the women's record with a Land Rover in the front, and that she wanted to break the world record, and the Rover wouldn't go fast enough. So she's found some guy in San Diego that had tried to beat the bicycle with a dragster. You probably know who he is.
Yeah, actually, I helped make that car run.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Why does that not surprise me?
They were having some problems on tune-up, and I got a phone call and went up to Escondido helped them sort the thing out so they could run it.
Oh,
can you
nice.
Believe she did that? Would you do that on a bicycle?
I wouldn't. No.
Yeah, I would. Would you do that on a bike? No, I wouldn't do that. All right. Well, guys, I can't thank you enough. Brittany, you're just an absolute doll.
And Dwight and Steve, thank you.
Yes, thank
you.
Because
it was so nice to meet both of you. I can't wait to talk to you once you get in the 200 and then go for the 300-mile club. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun.
Maybe by August.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, we're gonna get him back, and then we'll do the 1 to 2. Guys, thank you very much.
Well,
folks,
thanks for having us in here. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Folks, don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio right here on FM 96, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.